Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. Praise the Lord. We have a pre-recorded message on tonight. We ask that you turn your hearts and minds toward the Lord and listen in. God bless.
Tonight, this is Angus Nae, Edmund, and we are looking forward to having a great time with the Lord on tonight. Thank God for this opportunity. We are happy for what the Lord is doing. He's doing great things for us wherever we are, glad about it. And we want to lift up his name and praise him tonight, for he is worthy of all the praises. We are just looking to tune in and listen in. And at this time, this part of the broadcast is into the hands of Yeshua Hamim, who will lead us in the opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us bring our minds in and let us open our hearts to cry out to the Lord, to talk to him from our hearts. Yes. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for mercy. We thank you, God, for your grace toward us. We thank you for another opportunity to come before you. Oh, God, we come as humble as we know how. Lord, asking you to look down upon us right now while we're praying this prayer. Lord, search our hearts, oh God, and whatever you're not pleased with, please be merciful unto us. Lord, and give us, Lord, get it away from us, oh God. Take it out of the roots in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking you to cover us under your blood. Yes, God, wash us and clean us up on the inside and on the outside. We yes. want to be used by you, Lord. We want you to have your way.
Have
and
your
way. Take control right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and speak to us in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, not our will, but let your holy will be done. Lord, look on everyone who is listening in tonight. Oh, God, we pray a special prayer for them, that you will visit them where they are at the very moment. Oh, Lord Jesus, make your holy visitation.
Make your holy visitation.
Lay your hand on them right now.
Yes.
Lord, bless them, Jesus, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Oh, Lord, we know that you can do everything.
Yes.
There's nothing impossible. Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus. We believe in you for miracles.
We believe
in you.
I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart.
I will shew forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. Yet I will sing praise to thy name, O thou, most. When my enemies say my right and my cause, thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destruction doth come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever for judgment, and he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And I'll just one more verse. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, has not forsaken them. That song will stretch. Amen. And I'll get out of the way. Sing unto the Lord.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There can only be love. There can only be love. There can only be love.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Some people don't even want to
I am not as other men are, extortioners, even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I tithe of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but he smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be exalted. And let's go over to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. And the Bible says, pray without ceasing. When we pray, we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, and we go to the Lord and ask by praise or by words of supplication to ask very earnestly, prayer as to God, humble and treated, addressed to God. That's what we do when we go before the Lord and we pray. And the Bible also lets us know that any spiritual communion with God or communication with God, and that's how we pray. We have to make our petition known unto the Lord. We go to him in supplication. We go to him earnestly, making our supplications, prayers, as to God. We humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, and we entreat him, and we address him as God. And it's any spiritual communication with God. Hallelujah. That's how we pray unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God tells us in St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, the 31st verse, and the 32nd verse. And also, 39 through Simon's son. Behold, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. The Lord was telling Simon that he had prayed for him. He said, Satan desire to have to them. Satan wants you. He wants you to serve him. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And that's what he said in his word. And I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And skipping down to the 39th verse, the Bible says that he came out and went as he was wont. To the Mount of Olives, Jesus came out, and he went on to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that you enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, my will, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. You see, Jesus went on to the Garden of Eden. He knew that he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew that he had to pray. He knew what he was about to enter into. Hallelujah, the devil was trying him and didn't want him to go through. But he knew for what purpose that he came in the world, to die for the sins of man. So he had to go through this tribulation. He knew he had to be tried, but he had to endure. It's what he did. He went before his father, and he prayed. He said, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. He wanted God's will to be done. And so
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord will Amen. Give us strength, glory. Give us strength. Come on down. Come a little further. Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
it ourselves. But pray, because prayer will get the job done. Prayer is the same natural resources, spiritually speaking. Now, naturally speaking, water and food is our natural resource. But the Christian, the born-again believers in Christ, our spiritual health is in the Lord. We have to pray and ask, and the Lord will help us to land. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse, on every side, yet not the strength. We are perplexed, but not in the strength. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. He said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. In heaven, you've got a great reward, but you have to endure. You have to keep on praying. As long as we're down here on the face of the earth, we have to continue in prayer, both day and night. Thank you, Jesus. We have to continue to do what we need to do in order to be saved. I think Daniel, he prayed both day and night. He prayed three times a day. He prayed because he tried to strategic communication with the Lord. So when the devil came and ruined in the lion's den, Prophet Daniel wasn't worried. It is his God, and he knew that his God would deliver him, and he did. God delivered Daniel. He didn't even let the lion, the kind of God we serve, he'll take us through. I don't care what you're going through down here. You're going to be tied down here. You got to go through something down here. If Jesus went through, we got to go through too. If Jesus had to pray, we have to pray too. If Jesus prayed earnestly, we have to pray earnestly also in order to get to heaven, to make it into that city. Hallelujah, I'm willing to pray. I'm willing to deny myself because I know that if I hold on, if I continue in prayer, that will answer my prayer. I saw David, the psalmist, how he prayed unto the Lord. He prayed so day and night. He prayed, and even the tears that rolled down his face, that was his need. But he kept on praying both day and night until the Lord heard his cry. And God came to his rescue and delivered him out of all of his trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Matthew 5:44 says, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. There's so many know that the devil will persecute you. He'll say all manner of evil against you. And he'll try to fight against you and use all kinds of despiteful words towards you because he wants you to be lost. But the Bible says, pray for them. He didn't say you to fight them back. We fight that with the word. We don't fight that with our fists. We don't fight that with stones, sticks and stones, guns and knives. We fight with the word of God. That's our sword. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Use you and persecute you. If they have, these are the words of Jesus. St. John 15:20 said, if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. So we might look at this because the devil is going to persecute you. He's going to talk about you. He's going to rise up against you all for the sake of Christ because you are serving the Lord. And the devil, he's got so much hatred in him. don't want nobody to be saved. He don't want nobody to pray. He don't want nobody to endure temptation. But he want them to fall, to give up. But I'm determined. I'm determined to stay with the Lord. I'm determined to go to God in prayer, because prayer is the answer. I'm determined, determined not to stop praying. Prayer is my weapon. Prayer is what I use to communicate with God. Prayer is what I use to get through the day. Hallelujah. We have to be determined that we are not going to let Satan win. We have to be determined that we're going to stay with the Lord and continue in prayer, because that is our answer. Faith is the, let's go to 1 Corinthians 4 and 12. The Bible says, being revived, we bless. Jesus was being revived, but he didn't curse. He blessed. And being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, the devil will defame your name. The devil will say all manner of evil against you. But it says, being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world. Oh, my God. I tell you, we are made of the world and are the offscouring of all things. Jesus, unto this day, the devil can't stand the people of God. He can't stand when you name the name of Christ. He can't stand when you pray. He can't stand when you talk about Jesus. But we got to keep on talking about Jesus. Keep on forward in the Lord. We can't stop here. There's no stopping around here. But we got to continue in prayer. Prayer is the answer. Prayer is our reply. It's try our very soul to all that they want to give up and throw in the towel. Prayer is our answer. We reply with prayer. We'll answer. He will deliver. Glory to God. I'm thankful unto the Lord for the great work that he has done in my life. But I got to keep praying. I got to pray. I got to try and to go forward in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Not worrying about these things down here. Not looking on these things down here. The Bible says, while we look not at these things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. Their own temple, which are not seen, are eternal. They're eternal. Glory to God. For our life is for a moment, working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Glory to God. I thank God. I'm looking to the Lord. I can't stop praying. Hallelujah. If I can speak it verbally, I'll say in my mind, glory to God. I'll pray on the inside. Hallelujah. Or I'll write a prayer. Glory to God. Whatever I have to do, I'll pray some kind of way. I'll make my communication to my God. For I know that he will answer. He will come to my rescue. He will work it out. He will deliver. Hallelujah. He'll make the way out of no way. He'll make a way that I may get prepared of it. I continue to cry unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When my body is weak and racked in pain, I continue to pray and call on Jesus. He continue to pray. If we don't stop, but keep on praying, keep sending up your tender, keep communicating with God, keep denying yourself to your rescue, and I pray you will come that right early in the next week for his righteous people. God will come, and he will answer. Just give it over to Jesus, whatever your situation is, whatever it is that you're going through, turn it over to Jesus and pray about it. Don't stop praying, but continue in prayer, and Jesus will work it out. He'll fix that situation in your life. You don't have to tell nobody about it. To the Lord is praying, and he won't tell nobody else, but he will come to the rescue, and he will deliver. He'll fix every situation, regardless of what it is. It may seem hard, but God can do it. He can fix it. The Lord has his way, and he will come to your rescue and answer your prayer, just as he did for the apostles and the saints of God. That's just as he did for the old patriarchs. He came to their rescue. He heard their all of their struggles. He delivered them out of every situation that was going on. So continue. Don't stop praying. God bless you. Bow here in a word of prayer. There may be someone out there in a radio land. You need help. And you want help. Well, we're going to pray for you today. And if you want to be saved, something is taking your life. Maybe the Lord is dealing with you. And he's moving in your life, but you don't know how to surrender to the Lord. We're going to ask that you turn your heart and mind toward the Lord, because Jesus can work it out. He can show you what to do. Glory to God. He can fix every situation, everything that's going on. He can fix it. He can lift the burden that you've been carrying. He can move. Hallelujah. Just turn it over to Jesus. If you want him to change your mind, you want to be changed. You want to be sanctified. You want to be cleaned up. And you want to receive God's Spirit in you. We're going to ask that right now, if you take God as his word, believe him right now. As I'm speaking, take God as his word and believe in your heart that God is going to touch you.
Let
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, help us to pray, Lord. Teach them how to pray, Lord. Talk them to teach your faith. Call upon your name. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word today. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you in faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Communication with the Lord.
interference. Expect the enemy to rise up. Expect him to do everything he can to stop you from communicating with God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But prayer is the answer.
Yes.
Amen. Don't stop praying. So did they stop Daniel from praying? No.
No.
He didn't have any fear whatsoever.
Okay.
He prayed three times a day, no matter what they did.
Amen.
Got in the lion's den, he was praying. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They couldn't cut off that communication.
Couldn't do it.
I'm stirred up. I feel like
Jesus.
All right. No, I'm coming on in. Amen. Fabulous. You stirred me up preaching that word like that. Praise God. I want to encourage you. The word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to hear some remarks from Ben Cadiga. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word coming to Ben Cadiga. And prayer is the answer. And encouraging us, don't stop praying. And I began to listen. I truly enjoyed the word. She preached under the anointing, and she was right. You know, the devil will tell you don't fast and don't pray, and you have medical conditions and things going on. But that, and that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
To stop that communication, like Evangelist Hameen was to bring out as well.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes the things that happen when there is trouble on every side. That. Some people get discouraged, and they're just like, well, I don't want to try. I'm so upset that I can't. But the trying of our faith is work. It's patience.
Yes.
And we continue to pray. He'll increase our faith some more. But I thank God. I truly, truly enjoy the word of God through the hands of God. Really did. I always do. And anyway, though, you'd be very much encouraged. And I'm going to turn the broadcast, you know, back over to the hands of Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. We still have Bibles. We want you to know that. And we are looking for the second and the fourth person, your number and your name, and we'll get back to you. We already have sent out some Bibles. But you still have a chance to get a Bible. If you text immediately to them to come in, then to Khadija. Oh, I thank God for you so much. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus,
in helping with this broadcast.
And we thank God for
what he's doing. Thank God for everything. And I don't know, things could be just, if you want to do the announcement.
Yes. Okay. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Ben Cadiga Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The dial-in number is 319-527-6036. Again, that's 319-527-6036. Online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MKSPCG. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. And the call-in number is 319-527-6763. Thank you very much, I believe, for that mute or phone for a little bit there. And you can also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title I, Schoolman 1, 1 is O-N-E. And we just want to let everyone know we're still praying for those who are on our prayer list, especially Pastor Tony Evans, Evangelist Reedy, Samuel Anderson and family, and Mr. Bill Bradley, those who are stricken with COVID, and all those who requested prayer. And those are all the announcements that I have right now. This time I'm going to turn the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Reedy.
Praise the Lord. That number for the Bible is 856-304-7774. You can text that number, and if you're number two, you will get a Bible. If you're number four, you will get a Bible. So text it right away, and we'll be waiting. God bless you. We thank the Lord for this broadcast and with that call. And come in. You have anything else you guys can say?
Well, I'm glad I do apologize. I forgot to mute my phone.
I thank God for all you who are
listening tonight, you have tuned in, and I pray that God bless you tonight through this broadcast, because that word came in power and in demonstration, and the Lord will speak directly to every one of us. So I encourage you to take the word of God in and live by it. Pray that God bless you. God bless you.
Thank the Lord for everything you have me. Thank you to be here. Amen. We're happy to be here.